Elvis Costello's debut album, My Aim Is True, didn't just arrive. It crash-landed into the stale air of 1977's rock scene like a pair of Buddy Holly glasses hurled through a plate glass window. At a time when punk was spitting rage and prog rock was lost in the weeds, Costello emerged as a sharp-tongued, pigeon-toed prophet, armed with a wiry voice, venomous wit, and songs so catchy they could make a dentist hum. From the first seconds of Welcome to the Working Week, it's clear Costello isn't here to make friends. He's here to air grievance with charm and precision. Clocking in at just over a minute, the opener sets the tone for an album that's lean, mean, and intellectually caffeinated. The brilliance of My Aim Is True lies in its unlikely collision of styles. Costello, raised on British beat and American country, drapes his barbed lyrics in pub rock and rockabilly riffs, courtesy of his backing band Clover, uncredited on the sleeve, and later better known as Huey Lewis's pre-news crew. Songs like Miracle Man and Pay It Back sounds like something you'd hear blasting from a jukebox in a dive bar with an English major sulking in the corner booth. And then there's the song Allison, the crown jewel, bittersweet, tender, and filled with quiet, aching devastation. It's the ballad that proved Costello could do more than sneer. He could sigh, he could pine, and he could twist the knife slowly. But don't get too comfortable. This album is powered by a nervous, neurotic energy. The Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes is a jingle pop perfection with just the right amount of self-loathing. And Watching the Detectives on some versions of the album hints at the noir ska experimentation that would define his later work. If Costello was an angry young man, he was also anxious, observant, and deeply literate. A punk with a thesaurus had a broken heart. Lyrically, My Aim Is True brims with clever barbs and twisted romanticism. Whether he's jabbing ex-lovers or bureaucrats, Costello never wastes a syllable. His pen is as sharp as his suit, and every line feels aimed straight at the jugular or the ego, or both. In retrospect, My Aim Is True is not just a debut, it's a declaration of artistic intent. Costello would go on to experiment wildly across genres and moods, but this album remains a raw and vital starting point. It's the sound of someone who knows he's smart, knows he's different, and knows his aim is indeed very true. So if you haven't listened to this album, it's incredible. Check it out. Let me know what you think.